Hi, Damien. Can I just ask you how have things been kind of settling for you after playing two games now in red?
I would say pretty decent. Obviously, that first game against Lenzo was quite tough, especially on the body. Being out for, well, not being out for so long, but having not played for so long, I think to come up against Leinster, a world-class team, probably the number one team or number two team in the whole world at club level, was quite a challenge. So, yeah, it was a good test for us as a team going forward. Obviously, we had quite a few new guys coming in as well that got a run. So, yeah, I think we held up quite well in that first game, and I think last week was a bit better in terms of the result we got. But it was also very good for the semi-finals. Connacht were very physical on the field, and they brought a lot of energy. And it felt like we needed almost a tough game like that before semi-final, leading up to this Friday night.
2 weeks ago, yourself and Chris Farrell had a good battle with the two Irish first-choice centres, with Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose. Do you look forward to potentially coming up against them again on Friday?
Yeah, definitely. They're both world-class centres. Both have been very good on international level as well. So, like I said, Leinster were very good. They're putting some nice kicks in behind us as well. They have very nice skills. So we know that we can't get caught at the breakdown. Sometimes you are committing too many guys, especially on our defensive line. So, if we commit too many guys and we're short on defense, they'll exploit us very easily, and they did so in that first game. So we need to be quite aware of that. They're also very physical and very fast, both have very good feet, and we're going to have to be switched on at all cylinders to try and tame them as much as we can on Friday night.
Damien, is Friday's semi-final the reason why you came over here to Munster to try and help them make a final, a place where they want to be?
Yeah, definitely. Like for me personally, I think no matter where I play, I'd always strive to win tournaments, championships. So I signed for Munster because I feel that they have the credentials and the coaching staff and the players and the heart. From what I've watched on TV, obviously I've only played two games here, but I feel they have that team environment that they actually want to achieve. Where you could go to another squad that have all the names and all the stars in their team, but it's like they don't want that success, or they're not, maybe not wanted is the right word, but they're not working for that success. Where I feel just playing these past two games now, even before the two games, there's a real energy and there's a real want and a desire, not just to get to a semi-final or finals, to actually win semi-finals and finals. And not just once or twice consistently, and not just in the Pro 14, but in the Champions Cup as well. So yeah, Friday night's going to be a very tough encounter, but hopefully we'll pitch up. You know, it's a short turnaround, but we know it's just a mental thing. We haven't played a lot of rugby over the past 6 months, so there are going to be a bit of sore bodies, I think, still on Thursday night. But I think if we get the right mindset, and we pitch up on Friday night, knowing that we got one opportunity, and forgetting about everything else in the past and not even worrying about the final, but just staying in that moment for 80 minutes, and hopefully we can walk off with big smiles on our faces on Friday night.
Have you developed a quick understanding of the Munster-Leinster rivalry?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's quite personal. For me, it's very similar to when I played at the Stormers and we played against the Bulls. It's like a North-South derby. It's very personal. It's very physical. It gets quite intense on the field, even though you have massive amount of respect for each other. Even though they're obviously I'm not Irish, but we know that the Irish guys are competing for spots to play for Ireland. So. They'll go all out in that game, but it's still that mutual respect they have for each other on the pitch and off the pitch. So I probably need to play a few more, like the other guys have, but I certainly do understand the way they see it, and it's very encouraging, and it makes me want to help them beat them as well, which is quite nice.